7-year-old Katie Timmerman's rain boots are caked with mud as she wades out of the creek that runs into the bay. She holds up a murky jar of water with a bug-like creature swimming inside.
We're looking for isopods.
What's an isopod?
It's one of the sea lices. Whoa. I got one already in here.
Timmerman and her classmates are exploring the beach, nets in hand to collect wildlife specimens. In 2015, Alaska Sea Grant awarded Dillingham Elementary School $10,000 to facilitate 3 years of education about ocean environments. The funding for the grant is provided by Icicle Seafoods. Now in Dillingham's final year of the program, the school has $8,000 remaining. Alaska Sea Grant and Icicle Seafoods will decide in coming months whether to allocate the money elsewhere or to extend Dillingham's deadline for using the funds. The money has gone toward video conference classes with Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward, bus transportation to the beach for the more than 200 students, classroom supplies, and professional development for the teachers. Kristen Starr teaches first grade.
Right now, all the students are having a grand old time in the creek, exploring and observing. Not only do we teach students about the fish, we teach them about the tides and a cultural perspective, hunting, the belugas, and things like that.
This week, the whole elementary school will visit the beach in shifts. There, teachers and community volunteers are helping students learn about the area's ecology. For the rest of the month, students are learning about Alaska's seas and watersheds in their classrooms. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.